I'll take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 30th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. And please don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. Save those for after 12 noon when I get off the air. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things to be talking about. We're excited. We've got a good show lined up. Lots of information coming out of Washington, D.C. All kinds of investigations, things that are happening. I got to tell you, I think two of the busiest people in Washington right now is Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, FBI Director, Attorney General. Man, interviews that they gave, information that was put out there, just absolutely amazing. So we're going to talk about that today. We also have a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield from 10 to 11. Every Friday we do it. We've been doing it for, I think, close to 11 years now. So greatly appreciate him putting together a lesson plan for us. We're going to talk to some people. We're going to get all kinds of information also off of Mackinac Island as they wrapped up their conference yesterday. I don't know if you saw the 51 and 42 second video YouTube of Governor Gretchen Whitmer bragging about all of her accomplishments that she's been able to accomplish, because they get hard things done. We can get hard things done. Working together, coming together with common sense, we get a lot of things done for the people of the state of Michigan. She said basically 19 months left of her governorship. And then she jokingly said, it's not like I'm counting it down or anything. Right. But very interesting comments from Mackinac as they closed up the conference with her being the keynote speaker. So now the legislators, your state reps, your state senators, well, they're back home. They slept in their own beds last night. They've got a long weekend here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, and Monday before they go back to Lansing on Tuesday. If you get a chance to run into your state senator, your state representative, you need to talk to them about the budget. The budget upcoming for the state of Michigan. If they're a Republican state representative, thank them. But tell them they have got to keep absolutely the pressure on trying to find ways to lower this budget. $60 billion is what this budget should be at. They've got to find a way to get it down. Eliminate some departments, eliminate some jobs, shut some buildings down, sell them, stop paying the lease on them. It's a ghost town. I've talked to somebody yesterday afternoon who works in downtown Lansing. He said, Randy, there's nobody here. Well, no, they've been on Mackinac Island all week. But the point is the same. Here it is, the end of May. The budget needs to be passed. Nobody's there. And he said it's been like that for a long time. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Kind of an interesting situation. You just heard it at the top of the hour news. Donald Trump's special prosecutor is looking at the potential of asking or advising Donald Trump to pardon the two gentlemen that are in prison right now regarding the fake FBI entrapment case of kidnapping Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, you heard on the news that according to Whitmer, a month ago or so when she was at the Oval Office, Donald Trump personally asked her about her feelings about him pardoning those two individuals, Croft and Fox, found guilty. Serving, one is serving 15 years, the other one is serving 20 years in prison over the fake FBI kidnapping plot that they were entrapped in. Well, Whitmer, according to the news story, responded to President Trump saying, "I don't think that sends a good message. I would ask you not to do it." And Trump, looking at Whitmer, said, "Okay, then I'll let it go." Well, family members and others have been pressuring his administration to do exactly that. And now, his advisor, his assistant attorney general, is looking into it. Well, the interesting part of all this is exactly the story when it broke back in the day that you remember gave her all kinds of notoriety. She got all kinds of coverage on national TV shows. This was before Biden had decided on who he was going to choose to be his vice president. Well, quote of the day was actually given to President Donald Trump when he commented on the convictions of Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox, who were sentenced in 2022 for conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer from her vacation home here in Antrim County. Quote of the day is by Donald Trump, "I'm going to take a look at it. It's been brought to my attention. I did watch the trial too. It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see if, in fact, he goes against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's wishes and is going to go forward with it." Now, this story goes into a little bit more detail, because President Trump said he's going to look at pardoning the two men convicted of leading the 2020 plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Speaking in the Oval Office, Trump said, "I'm going to take a look at it. It's been brought to my attention. I did watch that trial too. It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job. I'll be honest with you. It looked to me like some people said some stupid things. They were drinking, and I think they said stupid things, but didn't take any actions. So I'm going to take a look at it." Well, Trump's comment comes 6 days after the U.S. Justice Department's pardon attorney pledged that he also was going to take a hard look, quote unquote, at the conviction of Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox, who were sentenced to 192 months and 235 months, respectively. Messages seeking comments from Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel, who prosecuted the state defendants, were not returned to MERS News Service. Federal prosecutors back in the day portrayed Croft and Fox, who are two of 14 men charged in state and federal courts in connection with the plot, and as the leaders of an anti-government extremist group who wanted to kill the Democratic governor from her vacation home. During the trials, Croft and Fox's attorneys argued that they were actually set up by undercover FBI agents and an informant. Testimony throughout the trial, however, revealed the defendants wanted a second American Civil War or revolution. They termed their plan Boogaloo. And they surveillanced Whitmer's vacation home twice, as well as conducted trainings to carry out their plan. At a state trial, one of the accused, Eric Molitor, testified during his 2023 trial for providing support to the plot that he was actually scared by Fox's plan. But he did not believe that Fox was serious about kidnapping Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Molitor was acquitted by a jury. Also testified that Whitmer was never in any real danger. Well, in the end, prosecutors reached plea deals with four of the accused and got convictions against five others. While five men were acquitted by juries. A jury initially was deadlocked on the charges against Fox and Croft and were convicted actually in a second trial. U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals panel affirmed that Croft and Fox's convictions, calling the crime a textbook conspiracy. So, kind of interesting. And one other thing to kind of put this story to rest for right now until we see whether or not Trump is going to pardon these two is the fact that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Biden's FBI basically put this whole thing together. During the trials, folks, they actually had FBI agents admit that they met with these guys initially. Wolverine Watchman? Never heard of them. Supposedly this Michigan militia group. I talked to back in the day, I placed calls to militia groups around the state of Michigan. I spoke to the leaders of those groups. Not one of those groups had ever heard of the Wolverine Watchmen. Never had any trainings with them, never attended any events with them, never heard of them. And the one gentleman doesn't even live in Michigan. And the other aspect to this is so funny because back in the day, I believe it was in October of 2020, before the election, I had a guest on my show, a new person that I'd never talked to before, an attorney down in Kalamazoo put out a post on Facebook saying that he attempted to go to the jail where these men were being held and wanted to represent them pro bono and was told at the police station they're all set. They've all lawyered up. Well, Matt DiPerno said, how is that even possible? They were just charged this morning in court. It was around 2:30, 3 o'clock, he told me, that he went to the jail to meet with the men. 9 o'clock in the morning, they have their arraignment, being officially charged with a crime, sent back to their jail cells, and by 2:30, 3 o'clock, they had already gotten attorneys. DiPerno on this show said that's unheard of. That doesn't happen. Well, two of them, these two, Croft and Fox, hadn't lawyered up actually yet. But the sergeant at the desk where they were being held was told to tell anybody comes here and wants to represent these guys, tell them they're all set. They've already gotten criminal defense attorneys to represent them. Public defenders have already been assigned. Well, folks, that doesn't happen. And when I said it on the show with DiPerno, when I had him on as a guest, I believe it was in my third hour from 11 to 11:30, if memory serves me right. And shortly after I went off the air at 12 noon, all 14 pages on Facebook that I was the administrator or co-administrator of with 127,000 followers was suspended off of Facebook. People are telling me on Facebook that can get to Facebook, the Trucker Randy's page is still there, so is Your Defending Fathers and all the other ones that I was part of. But look at the post date. Look at the last date anything was posted. October of 2020. I can't even log into them. I can't even see them. Everything on my computers have all been blocked from accessing Facebook. So it's amazing how quickly things can get done when you have contacts in Silicon Valley. And at the time, after doing some research, we hired DiPerno. He filed a complaint. The case was thrown out for not having, quote, legal standing. Sound familiar? Same exact legal excuse for tossing the case because they didn't have legal standing to sue Zuckerberg over taking down my pages without justice or cause. Had no hearing, had no ability to answer why are you doing this, giving me an opportunity to explain it. Nope. Just delete the accounts. Suspend the accounts. Unbelievable. And then we had the November 2020 election. We all remember what happened there. Bill Bailey's lawsuit, Matt DiPerno was his attorney. Why? Because I referred him to him. Bill was a good friend of mine. He's passed away. Seeking an attorney to represent him. Well, I referred him to DiPerno. The lawsuit was filed. The case went forward here in Antrim County. Judge Kevin Elsenheimer heard it. Ultimately, that case got dismissed as well. A resident of Antrim County who voted in the election, the courts ruled he didn't have legal standing to bring the lawsuit. Well, the rest is history. So we'll be keeping an eye on this. We'll see if Donald Trump's special assistant attorney general does decide to recommend a pardon for these guys. We'll see where it goes. We'll let you know when it happens. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source